Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic is over. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili Honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Alan Yokota in memory of his father, Mr. Warren Takeo Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kiyonobu Kurahara, the supervising minister of Berkeley Buddhist Temple and the manager of the Jodo Shinshu International Office. Good morning, Reverend Kuwahara.
Aloha. My name is Kiyonobu Kuwahara. I'm a supervising minister of Berkeley Buddhist Temple in California. I hope my pronunciation of aloha was okay. I have three sons who were born and have grown up in California. I am originally from Hiroshima, Japan, and they always tease or correct my English, saying, "Hey, Dad, your English is not so bad, but you still have an accent." Maybe some of you picked Hiroshima or California accent in my pronunciation of aloha. Let me begin my Dharma message with a hymn composed by Master Shinran. If you can, please put your hands together in Gassho. Article 2 of the Constitution states, "Deeply revere the three treasures. They are the ultimate refuge for all beings, the beam that supports all nations." From page 446 of Corrected Works of Shinran. Living in the U.S., I've strongly felt the divide or dividedness or tension among people, especially since May. And I think such dividedness, tension, and even violence are getting worse. I feel really sorry for the current situation, and I wish we can improve it with the guidance of Buddha Dharma. The hymn or poem that I just introduced was composed by Master Shinran, Shinran Shonin, who was a Japanese Buddhist monk in the 12th century and the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. Let me read it one more time. Article 2 of the Constitution states, "Deeply revere the three treasures. They are the ultimate refuge for all beings, the beam that supports all nations." The Constitution here Master Shinran talks about is a 17-article Constitution. This is the first Constitution in Japan established by Prince Shotoku in 604, the beginning of 7th century. Prince Shotoku was a devout Buddhist and played a very important role in promoting Buddhism in Japan at the beginning. The 17-article Constitution is also highly influenced by Buddhist thought. As stated in the hymn, Article number 2 encourages people to take refuge in the three treasures, that is, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I personally like Article 10. It says, quote, "Let us cease from wrath and refrain from angry looks, nor let us be resentful when others differ from us, for all men have hurts, and each hurts its own learnings. Their right is our wrong, and our right is their wrong. We are not unquestionably sages, nor are they unquestionably fools. Both of us are simply ordinary men." End of quote. If you are interested in 17-article Constitution, please check it on the internet. You can find some English translations. Master Shinran highly respected Prince Shotoku and composed many hymns to praise him. In the hymn that I introduced, Master Shinran also encourages us to take refuge in the three treasures, even saying the three treasures are the beam that support all nations. That's how he saw the value and importance in the three treasures. Then what happens when we take refuge in the three treasures? I'd say we receive various guidance to change our lives. One of them is to become aware of who we are or how we live our everyday lives in a true sense. Sometimes we are filled with anger or hatred and blindly accuse or look down on others without trying to understand or respect them. The guidance of three treasures or the light of Amida Buddha clearly shows such reality of our everyday lives. Not only showing that, but the three treasures also provide us with broader and different perspectives so that we will become humble, responsible, patient, and so forth. By taking refuge in the three treasures, we receive great gifts or virtues to practically change our everyday lives. It is my sincere hope that more people will truly take refuge in the three treasures, deeply listen to the teaching, and live a life of harmony. Thank you for listening to my Dharma message. I'd like to close my message with Gassho. So if you can, please put your palms together. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda vats. Thank you. Please take care and stay healthy.
Thank you, Reverend Kurahara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 30th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Mrs. Sharon Sekine, United Honolulu BWA President for the 95th BWA Anniversary. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Alan Yokota, and our speaker, Reverend Kurahara. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Jan Youth. Namo Amida Butsu.
Spirit of caring, helping others.